Well, today is the 13th, and it's actually Tuesday evening. No, it's Thursday evening. 13th. The 12th. I'm jumping way ahead, I guess. Well, anyway, the last time we talked about Revelation was the 20th chapter. And in the 20th chapter, we saw that this was when the 1,000 years are expired, and Satan's going to be loosed out of his prison, and he's going to go out to deceive the nations. Gog and Magog are going to gather in battle, and upon the breadth of the earth, and the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, and the false prophet are going to be tormented day and night forever and ever. And then we're going to see, right after this happens, the New Jerusalem. And so we're going to continue on in the 21st chapter. And by the way, this seems like a pretty... It doesn't say how long it was until from the time that the devil is cast into the lake of fire and the time the beast and the false prophet are tormented day and night for and ever until the new heaven comes down. But it seems pretty abrupt. Seems pretty abrupt. He says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now, we know that the first earth and heaven and the first earth did not pass away in 70 AD, because we're still here. Okay. So, we don't need to check our brains in the door on that, do we? We're still here on the face of the earth. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, neither sorrow nor crying, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the Holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates, and on the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was jasper. The city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundation of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, and the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, and it was transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of the Lord did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. What a contrast to the earth that we're living on today. You know, where we see the depravity of man is full of everything that heaven is not. It is full of lies. It is full of abominations. It's full of perversion. It's full of all of the things that heaven doesn't have. And we can see how there's such a contrast between what the New Jerusalem is like and what was transpiring right at the time of the fall of Babylon, where it says they even sold the souls of men, didn't they? There's a lot of that going on right now with people coming across our border. They're actually selling people, you know, making them sex slaves and drug slaves and everything else. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the time not only when Babylon falls. By the way, you know, whether you want to believe it or not, we're living in the midst of Babylon right now. And I would ask those preterists, who is the beast? Can you answer that question? Who is the beast of Revelation? What is John talking about when he's talking about the beast and the woman that rides the beast? Who does that represent? Don't want to talk about that, do you? Okay. You want to spiritualize everything. Well, there is a real Babylon, and we're living in the midst of it, and one of these days it is going to fall. And when it falls, men are going to be very upset because they have lived in very high level, haven't they? And, you know, you might want to go back and read about the fall of Babylon. Right? It's pretty well described there in Revelation, the fall of Babylon. Okay? And I'm glad we have a contrast shown and the New Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven. You know. And just read a little bit about this Babylon. Chapter 18. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. I do not think that's talking about 70 AD. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out from her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. How much has she glorified herself and lived deliciously? So much torment and sorrow give her. She saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no more widow. And shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. I don't think that's talking about just Jerusalem burning in 70 AD here. Standing afar off for the fear of her torrents, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. The merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linens and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand far off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearl. For in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. What a contrast between that and what we just read in the 21st chapter of Revelation on the Jerusalem coming down out of God out of heaven, where it says that the city will have no need of the sun, for the Lamb of God is the light thereof. And this city is going to welcome in the bride, the Lamb's wife, the elect children of God, those who have been chosen in Him from the foundation of the world, whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, I'm going to let Mark read this 21st chapter again of Revelation. And as he reads it, I want you to contrast it, the New Jerusalem, with what we're living in today, Babylon.
Revelation chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying, there shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him as a thirst the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. The fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake that's burned with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Carried me away in spirit to the great and high mountain, showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, sitting out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto the stone most precious, even like a jasper stone clear as crystal. Had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, on the west 3 gates. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and then the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. He that walked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length, the breadth, and the height of it are equal. He measured the wall thereof 144 cubits according to the measure of man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall that was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like in a clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprase, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and kings of the earth to bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever work of abomination or make the lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Today is the 11th of January.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. 2023, Wednesday morning.
I hope you all have a good evening this evening. And I hope you think about this contrast between the New Jerusalem and Babylon. God bless.